This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Time to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, TMB, my brother. How are you, my friend?
What's happening, RSB? Good to be on with you, buddy.
It's great to be with you every week that we're able to be together. I feel so blessed, and love to the family as well. Things are going well. There's a lot of transformations and changes happening as we head into the what we call the end of the year holiday season. A lot to be grateful for. A lot of things that we come through and we look back and we go, we survived, and actually we're stronger.
Well, I remember in the holidays of 2012, I remember an incident where we were living in Kalispell, Montana at that time, mm-hmm. and it had started to snow on top of a layer of ice, and we didn't know it, and our truck with all six of us went off the road, went backwards, and went down a 40-degree embankment, and was nestled among a bunch of sapling trees, which stopped us from flipping and potentially killing everyone in the car. So, you can see situations where God's holding over, controlling things and keeping you safe so you can keep on your mission, and that's exactly what when you just said that, I flashed back to 2012 when we could have been killed.
Right, and when I shared the story on yesterday's show, my wife, getting almost T-boned in the car. She had the wherewithal and reflexes, and God was with her for sure to reverse it just enough to have the front end of the car sliced off, and nobody was hurt. Everybody came through it. The insurance company's covering it. The other driver was at fault. And I feel like it's a miracle, right? Because the things that can happen. And, there's always a bigger design that we're not always privy to. But I'm just feeling so grateful today and grateful for you, of course, and what we're able to bring out to the world. That's very empowering. And it just makes me so happy when we can do this.
Oh yeah, me too, me too. And we do have a lot to be thankful for getting into the holiday season of the year. So, count your blessings, right?
Yes, and I know some of our listeners out there, if they're new particularly, if you don't know Ty with the truth about cancer and the things that he and his family have done for many years now, it's been preparing you for this announcement. Cancer surpasses heart disease as leading cause of death in many U.S. counties, and this is now in the mainstream media covered. I mean, I'd say you were ahead of the curve, but I know you'd feel like, well, you're behind it because you couldn't help your mom and dad and relatives, nor could I. I didn't know these things many years ago about what really causes cancer and the fact that most treatments for cancer via modern medicine actually kill you faster than the treatment. So we've still got a lot of work to do to get the word out.
Yeah, we do. And, this is a CNN article talking about cancer surpassing heart disease. The only thing that they may have forgotten is something called iatrogenic, right?
Right.
So that's, cancer has taken the lead in much of the country over top of heart disease, but there's something even bigger than that. And as I just mentioned, it's called iatrogenic. Our audience is probably pretty familiar with it, but if you're not, it means resulting from the actions of a doctor or medicine.
Yes.
Is pretty much what iatrogenic means. So we know that that doctors actually kill more people and medical procedures kill more people than cancer or heart disease, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is an important distinction here because when we look at these stats, and again, listen, the mainstream media is going to cover these horrific things. That's what they live on, this like horrible headlines. And we're not disputing the numbers of dead and the danger that these things pose. But what you point out is so important, that the vast majority of the cancers and even the heart disease, you could look and say these were iatrogenic, at least in part, maybe totally, in terms of all the interventions that preceded the diagnoses of heart disease or cancer and the deaths resulting from it, much less their treatment after the fact. And, you know, that's the uglier side that they don't report on, that they won't acknowledge. That's why we have to continue to put the word out so people are awakened to this and they don't fall victim to something that they don't need to fall victim to.
That's true. And, you know, it's interesting, Robert, that you mentioned that because, you know, Dad was the first of many of my family that died from cancer. But the reality is he died from complications from the surgery. Cancer really didn't take his life. We thought that he had died of cancer, but, you know, the reality is he is 52 years old. He was diagnosed on July the 1st, 96. The initial prognosis was that without any treatment, he'd have about 2 years, is what they told him. He died in 25 days. He bled to death from the surgery. That was actually an iatrogenic death, and it's listed as a cancer death, but it's actually iatrogenic. He died from the surgery. He bled to death. And so, you know, you wonder how many deaths that are, quote, from cancer are actually from the cancer treatment. I was speaking at a conference this last weekend, and I don't know how many people told me my relative didn't die of cancer. They died from the chemo. You know, over and over, heard the same story.
Well, and that means the message is landing in some, of course, much to the consternation, to use a big word there, of the medical mafia and its minions in the mainstream media, much less big government, which has been basically captured by these interests. And, you know, the another irony here is, of course, we would look to the peer-reviewed literature to point out that the iatrogenic deaths are known. It's not something we're making up, and it hasn't been disputed. They just pretty much decide, let's not report on that. Let's ignore that. That doesn't exist, because for those that live and die on the mainstream media's news feed, whatever they say or hypnotized to believe becomes fact or reality for them. And, you know, this is the freedom we've been granted to co-create a reality. And we can allow other people to create a reality. But, man, you want to be victimized by that like maybe we were in the past?
Definitely not, man. Definitely not, Robert. But, you know, you look at instances like Thomas Navarro, one of the many children who are no longer with us, died because of lack of access to treatments. You know, if you remember Thomas back in the mid-90s, wanted to go to Dr. Brzezinski for his brain cancer, wasn't allowed to. He died. And actually on his death certificate, the forensic pathologist was honest, and he said that the reason for death was chronic toxicity due to chemotherapy. Okay? Those parents know that he died from chemo. The pathologist told them that. But what percentage of pathologists are actually honest? You know, they put on the death certificate that they died from, you know, kidney failure due to chemo or liver failure due to chemo. Very few, I would say, but less than 1%. Most of the deaths that we might even attribute to cancer, even, I would submit that potentially a large number of those are actually iatrogenic as well. They're actually dying from the medical procedure, not from the disease itself.
Well, and that's, again, it's sort of like an inconvenient truth for those that have basically profited by a medical monopoly. And, you know, I keep coming back to this, Ty, because, you know, we get yelled at a lot by those people, sometimes doctors, you know, more often than not, thankfully, we hear gratitude and love, but, you know, occasionally there are people that yell at us. And it's like, well, we're not pointing out anything that your side, if we call it a side, doesn't already know and acknowledge and admit to, you know, to point these things out. Yet, to point it out to those who are profiting from it makes it very uncomfortable for them to go about their day without a truly powerful drug-induced cognitive dissonance that helps them to carry on. Otherwise, of course, as we acknowledge in the allopathic medical community, the highest or higher rates of suicide than just about any other profession. Of course, the highest is in dentistry due to mercury as well. But the idea of helping somebody, maybe good people go into doctor, become doctors to help people, and then they find out on some level, on a soul level, I believe they say, my gosh, I'm really not helping people. And in fact, it's the opposite. But hey, I don't want to know it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. And I'm going to continue on doing what I do. And those people will have to take heavy medication just to continue on, or else they're going to be at least depressed, but a lot of angst, maybe the understatement here, that resulting in depression in the medical community.
I think you're right, Robert. I was just thinking about that when you mentioned, you know, the high rates of suicide, and especially in dentistry. You know, you have medical professionals that most people would agree with us that they go into it for the right reason. Most doctors are good people. Most dentists are good people. I think most people are good people, you know, not just doctors and dentists, but they go into it with good intentions. And then they realize once they've gone through, you know, a dozen years of school and internship and residency that what they thought they were getting into is not exactly what they got into. And then unfortunately by that time, a lot of times they're so far in debt, from the school and that big house they had to buy that they have to keep doing the same thing, even though they know it's not working, and that's probably one of the causes for depression.
Right. No, you're so right. And that's, you know, it's not a happy place to be. That's why we put our hands out for those in the medical field to say, you know, there's a better place, there's a better way. And, you know, these are the people that we're connecting. You know, it's like connecting diamonds, right? Everywhere around the world, these people are bright lights, and we want to bring all of those people in the medical world on over. And, you know, they have the opportunity to make amends for the mistakes, if I could call it that. I mean, we could say there were mistakes made in ignorance, but at a certain point when you become aware of this, if you continue to do the same thing, it's no longer a mistake. Now you're making a conscious choice.
Well, you know what, Robert, you hit on a good point. Until you know, then there is an excuse. But once you know, then it's a matter of what are your priorities. Are your priorities doing what's right, or are your priorities doing what's best for you and your family so that you can continue to live the lifestyle that you're living, as opposed to maybe that's going to hurt a lot of people? That's the decision a lot of doctors are placed in, which is why a lot of them are depressed, a lot of suicides in the doctor field and the dentistry field. And maybe that's why, you know, you're put in a really, really bad position, and you have to make a choice, and neither one of them's easy.
Yeah, indeed. You know what is easy? Listening to Outside the Box episodes on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. If you ever miss this show, archives are available at GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, heard around the world, also on UK Health Radio, and we also stream live through YouTube, and our good buddy Mike Adams has Brighteon. He's renamed it Brighteon, which is the video service that will not censor, like YouTube will, this kind of information. So we have many options to keep this information flowing. Now, TMB, you have written an article recently, and we're almost up on a break, but we can tease it a little bit, about another cause of death. Mm-hmm. And that relates to, what are you breathing? What pollutants are coming into you? And this article is stunning because it's a new study you're talking about where 600,000 children each year are dying due to pollution.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? The WHO has recently come out and said that air pollution kills 600,000 kids a year worldwide. And a lot of them are in the lower and middle income countries like Africa and Southeast Asia and so forth. Probably because of the fact that because they're lower income, they don't get the nutrition they should. Their immune systems are already compromised. And then they're exposed to some of these, you know, toxins, pathogens.
Oh yeah,
heavy metals.
Let's talk about that. We got to take a break here. Ty Bollinger, yeah. We're going to talk about this article and what you can do to address the situation safely, because there's not much we can do about the air, but maybe there is. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, we're talking Ty Bollinger's latest article over at The Truth About Cancer, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can see it, and the headline, New Study Says Air Pollution Kills 600,000 Children Each Year. So, again, for those of you who say, all you do is Dr. Bash, like, no. We're talking about pollution to all of these causes. And, you know, everything contributes to it. It's just that there are very direct influences in certain segments of the population that are larger than others. And as you mentioned, in some poorer regions around the world, there's a bigger impact of pollution, as you said, because to some degree, they also may not have access to clean water on top of clean air or, you know, quality food with the nutrients necessary to counteract the pollutants. What do these pollutants do? Persistent organic pollutants, heavy metals, they displace the minerals. What if the minerals are not even in the food that they're eating? It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it all really relates to the internal terrain of the host, right? How healthy are the people that are being exposed to it? And that's why I think you find a lot of these poorer countries that the kids are dying. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't all be concerned about it. And you know, it's certainly, I think, one of the elephant in the room, or maybe it's the Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sky that they want to ignore here, is the chemtrail issue as well. So it's not just the dirty air that comes from, you know, normal pollution that's coming out of plane exhaust, but they're actually dumping chemicals on us through chemtrails. They're modifying the weather. Mm-hmm. This is not something that's really even, you can't really dispute this. We've got mainstream articles that have come out admitting that we're, you know, trying to control the weather. We have the government that has patents on weather control modification devices. It's happening. But as a result, we're getting toxic, you know, pollution in the air in addition to the other stuff.
Yes, yes. Which is, you know, all the more reason why when we talk about the things that we do and present them regarding remedies, right? Some of these things we recognize we can't control for, like the air we breathe. Now, indoor air quality or, let's say, other pollutants in water, even in what they call first world industrialized nations, when they add chlorine and fluoride and they don't filter out the drugs. This is why, one of the reasons why you're doing that big webinar tomorrow, for those of you listening live, Truth About Cancer, Ty and Charlene got a big webinar with Paul Bertero. Anybody else joining you on that to talk water?
No, it'll just be us and Paul.
Nice.
Yeah, so in, you know, one of the things that you say, I say a lot whenever I'm lecturing is, you know, control what you can.
Yes.
And so we should control the water, the food. It's harder to control the air. And that's why this article is so disturbing, is that you don't really have a lot of control over the quality of the air you're breathing. Now, they try to blame, you know, charcoal being used to cook with and household toxins and fuel pollution and so forth as being some of the primary causes. I would have to say that's probably they probably are not the primary causes. I really believe that what I've read about chemtrails, that may be one of the primary causes. But again, that's it's not in this article because, you know, you don't want to stir up the boat too, stir up the chicken soup too much, stir up the pudding, whatever the phrase is.
Yeah.
You don't want to stir it up too much, and so that's why in this report I did not mention chemtrails.
But we can go there on the air, of course.
We can go there on the air for sure. And by the way, we're gonna with the Truth About Cancer, we are going to do a Christmas sale, and one of the books that we're going to sell is Monumental Myths. We never sold it before.
Nice.
Because we're just going to go all out and say, hey, you want to learn about all the other stuff? Mm-hmm. Read this book.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll get it out there, and that's good news for that. So no, more on the Christmas list, folks. And you also had Michael Terrell of Whole Tones up there when Paul was there visiting, and he's just amazing.
Yep.
And the healing music, the sounds of music, the right frequencies. And, you know, one of the things that I know you're going to reveal, and we revealed here last week or so, with Paul, is that there's a unique ability to add frequencies into the water so that your water becomes very powerfully, you know, a medicine for every time you drink. It's more than hydration. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. And did you know that Michael was on QVC?
Yeah, last weekend. I didn't get to see it. I hope it went really well.
Yeah, he said it went so well that they asked him to come back that night. So he was on in the afternoon, sold out all of the things, and then went back on that night for another 15 minutes or so. So that's pretty cool to see him on QVC.
Dude, that's awesome. And he was kind enough to give us a 20% discount for Robert's Got Bell Show listeners. So act fast and use the RSB20 code if you want to get some Whole Tones for Christmas and other things, Whole Tones to sleep and all of that. Listen, we got to counteract not only the air pollution, but again, the pollution in the media when they attack us for doing that which is a birthright, to say no to toxic injections of our children and ourselves. What are they calling us in the Los Angeles Times? Those of us who know better and say, you know what, I don't think I need your vaccines. I'm going to go another way for my immune system and the immune system of my children. We'll tell you what that is after this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spoke on Wednesday with California Governor Jerry Brown to offer support as the state deals with catastrophic wildfires. That's a shift in tone from earlier when both were debating over how the fires were started. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also traveled to California, as did FEMA Director Brock Long.
Our goal at FEMA is to support Governor Brown with achieving his response and recovery goals. I want to make sure that there's, we're bringing to bear everything that we can from the federal resources.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. McCarthy did address some of the GOP House midterm losses today. Frequent President Trump critic, attorney Mike Levinetti, was reportedly arrested on charges of felony domestic violence when he seriously injured his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Outside the Box continues here with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, those of y'all that are still going out there on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and getting Unlock the Power to Heal, we really appreciate that as well. We're just so grateful that we could get that information out. And it's still, giving good, powerful, and solid and, I say, accessible. Now, you know, a lot of information that's thrown out there, TMB, is like people read and go, well, that's a little over my head. I love the way that we were able to make it so simple to understand and you can put it into play right now.
Well, we had to make it simple for me to understand, Robert, so that's kind of why we did that. So, and I
didn't know it was right
book.
Hillbilly
It's a good book and lots of pictures, so very, very good.
Yes, no, that made it all the best, right? We're like, oh, I get it. I know what you're saying now. That picture's perfect. So,
yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we got a lot more to do. And, you know, this is serious, although we can laugh at it, but, I mean, there's such... I don't want to say a bad word, but they're turds at the Los Angeles Times, the mainstream media. They're turds. Why do I say that? Well, look at this latest article about medical exemptions in the Los Angeles Times. And it's basically saying that if you exempt your children through, you know, of course, they banned the ability to do so for religious reasons, right? In violation of the Constitution, even in California. They're like, screw the Constitution. We don't care. We don't want you to say no to vaccines. We're going to take personal and religious exemptions. Now they're attacking doctors who are providing the last line of defense, medical exemptions. Mm-hmm. And they're calling us, those of us, although you and I are not in California, and I pray for all of our friends that are to get out, they're calling us cockroaches now. Not just anti-vaxxers, but cockroaches.
Yeah, because, you know, we're just like cockroaches, notoriously hard to kill. You know, we're just, all these myths about vaccines are just spreading around like we're just like a bunch of cockroaches. It's offensive, but, you know, it's not surprising. Can you imagine if we were to publish an article like that about them? You know, it'd be up in arms, but no, they can call us cockroaches. The reality is, look, we've talked about it many times and we'll probably continue to talk about it even more because this issue is not going away.
Well, the truth about vaccines,
we didn't misled.
The TTAV, that was an amazing series that kind of, you know, puts holes in all of their claims about the safety, the efficacy. And, you know, even through it all, no one ever said, don't vaccinate. We're like, you know, hey, with all the right information, you get to make a fully informed decision. And that's all we're ever about. Even though I think there is legitimacy to banning vaccines based on their lack of scientific rigor or studies determining safety, right? That alone should be enough to go, you know what, not only should this not be mandatory, we need to go back and do some more tests before we ever bring this back out again for these children that we're harming or killing.
For sure, and just the mere fact that we do have a vaccine adverse events reporting system and about $4 billion has been paid out over the last 30 years should indicate to people that they're actually not safe. Because we have an adverse event reporting system. And also the mere existence of ICD-10 codes should show people that they're not safe because there's 18 codes that doctors use that are relating to injury or poisoning caused by vaccines.
Right.
So if they don't damage, why the heck is there a need for 18 ICD-10 codes to help doctors speed up their billing when they're billing Medicare?
Wow. In this article, Ty, they actually acknowledge, and they call it immunization. That's a lie. This is not immunization.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccination is not immunization. But they say that kindergartners went down to what they call a dangerous 90.4%. So 9 out of every 10 children going into kindergarten in California were getting vaccinated. 9 out of every 10. That wasn't enough for them. Now, that was the 2014-2015 school year. Since they basically said, nope, no more personal exemptions, no more religious exemptions, all you got, go try to beg a doctor, find a doctor to give you an exemption. Now it's up over 95%. So 9.5 out. It's close to virtual 100% I think you can ever get. And that was in the 2017-2018. So now they're claiming, oh, herd immunity is back. But man, we got to be ever vigilant. So that 5% or less than 5% difference is the difference between total destruction and death of all children in Florida. I mean, it's just insane what they're claiming here based on no peer-reviewed literature making these claims for herd immunity as well.
Yeah, there's so much that's wrong with that one sentence that you just read that let's examine it because it's absurd. It makes my teeth itch. But number one, there are no scientific studies that validate a 95%, that somehow 95% is the magic number for herd immunity. Herd immunity is a concept that began about 70 years ago, maybe 80 years ago now. It had nothing to do with vaccination. It had to do with the percentage of people exposed to a disease naturally, particularly the measles. And what the researchers found was that when approximately 68% of the population had been exposed to the measles naturally, not via the vaccine, because it was no measles vaccine, then they coined a term herd immunity. In other words, it would pretty much protect everyone else, that we shouldn't have any issues with measles. Now, somehow, between then, which was in the 1930s, I believe, and now, that 68% natural exposure has somehow morphed to 95% vaccination rate. And as you said, they just pulled it out of their arse.
Yes.
They just made up a number. It was 8%. Now it's 95. It means nothing. But let's just say that somehow they pulled a magical number out of their buttocks. Sorry. Yeah. They pulled it out of their buttocks, and that 95% is the magical number, and it is 95% vaccination, not natural exposure. Well, then guess what? They shouldn't worry about anybody else being vaccinated, should they?
Well, I mean,
they shouldn't try to push another single person to be vaccinated if they're at 95% now, should they?
They arrive, but you know what they neglect to look at, Ty, in this regard? That they should all be panicking and freaking out, and that maybe they are on some level as they're moving toward this healthy people 2020 thing. Maybe I don't know if they're on schedule or not, but adult vaccination mandates, because how many adults are up to date on boosters, like they like to say, for the measles, for instance, or whatever it is? That, you know, when you look at that, it's like you're never going to get there. Although I'm not going to say they're not going to try. And I think this should be a warning for everybody to see what's coming down the pike. With more and more governmental restrictions on movement, for instance, in jobs, whether it be starting in the healthcare sector, which is really not healthcare, it's disease management. They say, oh, you can't come to work here anymore unless you have a flu shot every year, for instance. And so they start making this a precondition for employment. So they basically say you can starve or you can get the shot, right? You'll be fired. And so this is how they begin to control it. Now, with the Healthy People 2020, let's look at the other thing, the Real ID, which they say kicks into gear by 2020, that says if the states are not complying with federal mandates for different database inclusions in terms of unique identifiers, including things that you might feel, that's a little bit personal, the things you know about me. You want to be put on a federal ID in order to travel on an airplane, maybe a bus, maybe a train. We don't know yet where that's going. That becomes the next level of, oh, by the way, are you up to date on your vaccination? Oh, you're not? I'm sorry, you can't fly today. Oh, you already paid for your... I'm sorry. Well, here's a doctor right here at gate 3 that will get you up to date. Then you can get on. I mean, I'm telling you, TMB... this is where it's going unless people put an absolute stop to that level of insanity and that level of power basically put into a centralized bureaucracy at the federal level and then applying all the way down to the state and local level.
That's exactly where it's going, Robert. And people need to understand this is not a left or right thing. This is not a political thing. This is a medical freedom thing. We sent out an email to our list last week, right before the elections, urging people to vote for Eric Frame versus Senator Pan in California District 6. Because there was, you know, Joe Mercola had emailed us, Bobby Kennedy had asked us, Mike Adams was sending. Everybody was trying
to get Eric Frame on the show here and interviewed him prior to it. Yeah. And he's a progressive liberal, not somebody I agree with on a lot of things, but on the issue of health freedom, he was rock solid. He had an experience with his mother that died from the treatment for cancer, so he woke up and he saw what we see.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, is that if this is not a left or right issue, we would probably agree with him on maybe 10%, but you know what? I'd vote for him for that reason alone, for health, for medical freedom, for vaccine freedom. And so my point is this, we sent that email to our list. We had like 2,500 people on our list that unsubscribed to us and said, we quit sending political stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That just shows the fundamental lack of common sense that people have at this point. It's not political.
Yeah.
This is literally your life in the balance. This is your children, your grandchildren's life in the balance. It has nothing to do with politics. They're like, you know, as a matter of fact, there was people that said, you know, quit pushing Republicans. Well, he's not even a Republican. He's an independent.
Yep.
And we didn't tell you who to vote for. Mm-hmm. We told you go learn about, go watch this video, and let's see if we can. Well, we kind of did. We said let's see if we can unseat Pan. So I guess we did kind of say, let's try to unseat Pan.
Well, but, that was a worthwhile movement if there ever was one.
It has, It has nothing to do with being pushing Republicans, because he's not even a Republican. But people don't think anymore, and they unsubscribe because they're like, I don't want to hear about this politics. I just want to learn about cancer. Well, you know what? If you don't worry about politics, mm-hmm. you won't have any freedom to choose your cancer treatment. You won't have any freedom to say no to vaccines.
You said that so well, TMB. And this is a struggle I've had for many years when people are trying to figure out, well, what is this show all about? Because fundamentally, it's about health freedom. And so when I talk about politics or political healing, it isn't to engage in a left-right paradigm battle. It is about this, you know, recognizing that if you centralize power and that power becomes corrupted or captured by certain entities that violate your fundamental freedom, then that's where we should align, left and right, no matter where you claim to be on the political spectrum. And I think people miss the nuance. Maybe they're on too many drugs. Maybe they're still sucking down the fluoride. They haven't got their echo water. I don't know, but we'll continue to do that with integrity.
Yeah, and you know, as you saw, that this is something. This is an area where everybody can come together. I was lecturing this past weekend, and I talked a little bit about going up to D.C. last year with Congress. Bobby Kennedy's group, Del Bigtree, was there. Mm-hmm. Reverend Tony Muhammad with the Nation of Islam. Robert De Niro was there, and I showed a picture of everybody up there on the stage at the Washington Press Club talking about vaccine freedom. I said, you can't get a more diverse group of people than those four or five people on stage. Bobby Kennedy, Robert De Niro, Reverend Tony Muhammad with Nation of Islam, Nico LaHood, and it's like Del Bigtree. They don't get any more diverse than those five people, but you know what? Everybody was united on this desire for freedom when it comes to medical choices. We don't have to agree on everything else to align together for this.
Yeah, indeed. Well, listen, we're up against another break here, and just always a great discussion with TMB, my good buddy, and of course Ty and Charlene together, and the truth about cancer, truth about vaccines. They're all linked up in the show notes. If you haven't signed up for email alerts, please do so and participate in the big webinar with Paul Barretera tomorrow. We'll show you how to do that as well, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers: it works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Holiday heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, in the show notes, we got it linked up. All the articles, including one we're not going to have a lot of time to travel into, but hopefully it goes almost without saying that in addition to air pollution, one of the things is pollution on your food, pesticide levels. And there's an article here in Natural News that talks about pesticide levels and impact on expectant mothers and autism risk in infants. You know, even though we acknowledge vaccines are often the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of autism manifestation, you know, the generational decline in health and the weakness that has become inherent in our population is due to the chronic exposures, the chronic all the time exposures across the generations. This is why, you know, we see that autism is, I don't know, one in, what is the number now, Ty? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you hear anywhere from 1 in 100 to 1 in 60 to 1 in 30. I have no idea what it is, but I know it's a lot greater rate now than it was 30 years ago when it was 1 in 10,000. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just acknowledge the fact that, you know, why do we talk about eating cleaner, organic quality food? We're not selling any cleaner, organic quality food. I mean, I'll grow some and give it away, but the point is the minimize the exposure to the things you have control over. And that means making better choices. Yeah, it would be great if the government said, all right, no more, you can't use glyphosate, but don't wait. Make better choices in the interim and make it like, you know, the tipping point like our buddy talks about, Jeffrey Smith, that, you know, by making better choices, these companies that are polluting your food will have to stop because no one's going to buy it. So that's a big part of this.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the main way that we can help change the system is with our bucks, right? With our dollars. Don't buy stuff if you know that it's bad for you. Don't buy products that you know contain, you know, glyphosate, or don't buy GMO crap. Yeah. If we did start speaking with our dollars instead of just trying to, you know, speak with our mouths, but yeah, our actions maybe don't follow quite as much. Maybe, right, if we were consistent, that bottom line decrease for these big companies would cause them to change their product offerings. That's what we want.
Yes, yeah, indeed. All right, folks. Well, remember, there's a big webinar. Ty Bollinger, Charlene, and Paul Bertero talking about the new frequencies in the water. This is going to be so exciting that if we just touched on it briefly here on the show. TTAC, Truth About Cancer, Truth About Vaccines, all connected in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Finally, another Christmas story. I want you all to get out and get some whole tones and everything else we talk about, but I like this. A Wisconsin company has decided to give a very special gift to every one of its employees this holiday season. You'll never guess what it is. TMB.
I know.
You do?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Yeah, well, being Wisconsin, I mean, I don't mean to brag or anything, but, you know, it's got to be a big hunk of cheese, right?
Yeah, that's what you'd think. Well, the big hunk of cheese, it's shaped in the form of a firearm. Oh, wait, no, it's not cheese. It's actually a handgun. Given their employees, Ben Walgram, who co-owns Hortonville-based Benshot, is giving away its 16 full-time employees, including several veterans, even some that have not fired a gun before. I'm probably going to provide them some form of training. So this is really good.
It is really good. I mean, you know, it's called our Second Amendment, right? Not granted to us by the government, but just affirmed to us, I guess, as you would say. You know, they've affirmed that we do have the right to protect ourselves. And so what a better gift for Christmas, man. I'd love that. I would love to have a gun for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, that's me speaking a Texan that now lives in Tennessee. Yep. You know, there may be people in some of the more blue states that are just terrified that we might even be talking about guns.
Right. Well, and the difference between these kind of shots and the vaccine shots, right? They want a mandate for everybody. Even this company is not mandating that the employees receive it, because there's like a couple of employees that apparently said, you know, I don't feel real good about it. But the employer said, well, you know, what if you, here, we'll give you a free gun safety course. We'll pay for it. And they're like, oh, well, maybe then. Yeah. So, you know, the point is, our perspective is not to mandate force, but to provide,
right,
the opportunity, the option.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just laughing because I thought you were going to say, so he just shot him.
Yeah, no. That's what Richard Pan would do with the vaccine. No, on our side, no, we don't do that.
Exactly. No. It's more like an onion story there I was getting at, but no. Yeah, it's a great Christmas gift. I know that'd be a gift that Elijah would enjoy, correct?
Oh, he was already saying, Dad, can I go to work for them? I'm like, I don't know, dude. You'll have to call him up, but you know how it is. I said, yeah, you know, kid, you can learn to build them. That's what you want to do anyway. So that'll be coming up. So, otherwise, again, there's so much more than we have time to cover, obviously, with the little time we get with you, because you're a busy boy, busy family, doing amazing work all of the time, and love you. You're my brother, and, you know, I can't say it enough, can't be grateful enough. It's not just Thanksgiving that I'm grateful for you, my friend, but all of the time.
Absolutely. You too, man. You and your family, we love you. You are our family, and as always, fun hanging out with you on the show.
Yeah, well, one more message to leave them with before we go.
Well, remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.